Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called...
It's Not Jack and the Beanstalk.
It's Not Jack and the Beanstalk? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It was written by Josh Funk. It's illustrated by Edwardian Taylor. And it is read today by Mommy. And...
Narrator.
Are you my narrator?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Buckle up. Here we go.
Once upon a time, Jack lived in a tiny cottage in a dreary village. He always dreamed that someday he would find his fortune. Psst, Jack, wake up.
No, I'm dreaming.
And put on some pants!
In the picture, we can see...
He's Scottish.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you for telling me that.
No, I'm dreaming. And put on some pants!
Oh, dear. In the picture, we can see Jack in his dreary village. And he is in his nice little cottage. And he's fast asleep. And, oh, nope, we're in his room now. Wake up! You better put some clothes on.
Jack had no... possessions other than a single cow. Unfortunately, the cow stopped giving milk, so Jack took her to the village market to sell her.
But Bessie's my best friend!
I didn't write the story, Jack. I'm just telling it.
I'm so sorry, Bessie Cowpook McPinwheel. What? Is that the name of his cow? That's just ridiculous.
Jack was offered 5 beans in exchange for his cow.
5 beans? That stinks! And beans make me toot!
Jack, they're magic beans.
Magic? Will they grant wishes? I wish I had my cow back! Yeah, I do too. Okay.
Bean burritos! Bean burritos!
Bean burritos are delicious.
Jack tried to figure out how to make the magic beans work.
Abracadabra! Bippity boppity! Kazimzam! I should have asked for an instruction manual. How do magic beans work?
Jack grew so frustrated and angry that he threw the beans out the window.
But I'm so hungry. Can't I eat one?
No, I said Jack was so frustrated and angry, he actually threw the beans out the window. And then he went to bed.
Oh, but I'm not tired. The story keeps getting worse and worse. I don't know if Jack likes the story.
Jack woke up the next morning to find that an enormous beanstalk had grown where the magic beans had landed.
Whoa! It's a good thing I didn't eat those beans.
Jack began climbing up the beanstalk.
You're joking, right?
No, Jack, you have to climb the beanstalk.
Yikes! Can I at least grab my climbing gear?
No, I said you have no possessions.
Ah. Well, you make it shorter then. I'm not climbing it unless you change the size.
Fine.
Oh, does he actually change the size?
Yeah.
He does?
Bigger.
Oh, seriously?
Jack climbed for hours and began to grow tired.
I'm not so tired. All that cow's milk over the years made me strong.
Despite being so incredibly tired, Jack climbed on.
I think I can see Cinderella's castle. Hey, Cindy.
Jack, what are you doing? It's kind of a long story.
Can you tell me? Tonight, I'm hosting a ball at my palace.
Let me check. Hey, is this story going to end soon? Cindy invited me to a ball.
Stop joking and keep climbing.
But she throws the best parties.
When Jack arrived at the top of the beanstalk, he found himself in front of a humongous house.
I'll bet a giant lives there.
Jack entered the house.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, Jack definitely entered the house. Everything inside the house was tremendously large.
Spoiler alert! A giant lives here! Can I go home now?
Suddenly, Jack heard a booming voice.
Fee, fi, fo, fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman!
That doesn't even rhyme. How about fee, fi, fo, fum? I can see the giant's bum. What?
Are you making fun of me?
No, I was only trying to help you rhyme better. Besides, technically I'm from Scotland.
Would you please stop chit-chatting? I'm trying to tell a story here.
Fine, Mr. Cranky Pants. Is the narrator a Cranky Pants? Oh dear.
The giant noticed that Jack was stealing his bag of gold coins and his goose that laid golden eggs and his magic harp.
You're stealing from me!
No, no! How could I carry all of that stuff?
Jack had finally found his fortune, but before he could get away with it, the giant snatched him up.
Ah! Let me go! I knew I should have never climbed that beanstalk!
The giant carried Jack to the kitchen.
Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
Well, that's a much better rhyme.
Thanks. I'm working on it.
You know, there's a good chance that you're gonna die at the end of this story.
Really? Is that true?
Jack, shush! Don't tell him that. Let's just continue the story.
I don't want to die.
Neither do I. Do you have to eat me?
Actually, I'm vegan.
Enough! Giant, you're supposed to accidentally set Jack free and chase him down the beanstalk. Jack, you're supposed to get your axe and chop down the beanstalk.
Where am I getting an axe? You said I had no possessions.
You know, I don't like being called a giant. I do have a name. It's Fred. Are you hungry?
Yes, Fred. I haven't eaten since this story started, and it's been all climb this beanstalk and steal that gold.
This is not how the story's supposed to go.
I have a delicious recipe for taco salad.
Great! You can use some beans from the beanstalk outside.
That's it. I'm ending this story right now. The end.
Hey, Cinderella's having a party. Want to come?
I like parties.
Thanks for coming to my party. This taco salad is delicious. How did you two meet?
No, I already ended the story. There's no party. The end! The end! The end!
Well, I lived in a tiny cottage in a dreary village, and I always dreamed that someday I would find my fortune.
Wait a minute. Those are my lines. Telling a story is my job.
And on our way here, Fred offered to share his fortune with me. We've decided to open a restaurant called Where Have You Been?
Get it? Bean? B-E-A-N? Like the food?
We'll only serve beans. We'll serve only beans.
Oh my goodness.
And now we'll live happily ever after.
You completely ruined Oh, wait. It all worked out. I mean, it all worked out exactly as I planned. Nope. And they all lived happily ever after.
Jack already said that.
Ugh, the end.
At least you finally got one thing right. Well, narrator, I think you did a pretty good job. I would happily tell a story with you again, provided that the characters don't hijack the story like they did on this one. Or maybe that made it more fun. What do you think?
Ugh,
and friends,
the
pictures, you've got to check out the pictures because hidden in the book are...
The gingerbread man,
uh-huh,
and the three blind mice.
And some other fairy tale friends that are hidden. And they are amazing. It's just fun to look at this book. So go check it out. You won't regret it. And that is
the end.
The end.